Welcome to Story and Horse, a podcast where we hear stories from creative lives. Meet new people, hear about their challenges and triumphs, and get inspired to move forward with your creativity. Now here's your host, Hillary Adams.
Hello, thanks for joining us here on the Story and Horse podcast. I'm Hillary Adams, founder of Story and Horse. Story and Horse is all about empowering creative people to live a life they love. And here on the podcast, we enjoy stories from creative lives to entertain and inspire. And today I am super excited to introduce to you Lisa and Lori Brigantino. And they are going to tell you a little bit about who they are and what they're up to. Lisa and Lori, welcome.
Thanks for having us, Hillary.
Thank you so much, Hillary.
I'm so excited to see you all again. It's been a long time, and I can't wait for people to meet you and hear your story and what you're up to.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So start us off by telling us a little bit about who you are.
Would you like to go first, Lori?
You can go first, Lisa.
Well, thank you. My name is Lisa Brigantino. I have been fortunate to spend a life in music, having a bachelor's and master's in music composition, and then also spending many years in the music industry, doing music supervision, music licensing. I've toured the world in Led Zeppelin. I'm an original member of Led Zeppelin, the all-girl Zeppelin tribute band. I currently have my own company that provides music supervision and rights clearance services, as well as custom scoring and music production for all kinds of clients that range from filmmakers to theatrical people to corporations and multimedia users. And the real heart of what I love to do is songwrite. So I'm fortunate that I can take time to go out on the road when I want and do shows when I want. And Lori has been performing with me for pretty regularly since maybe, well, all of our lives, really.
Since we were two.
Yeah, but after I left Led Zeppelin in 2008 and started to get back to doing more of my own thing, I asked if she wanted to kind of join me on doing more shows and kind of going out of the city. And so since maybe 2008, we've done a lot outside of the city, regionally, festivals, all kinds of fun stuff like that. So that's kind of me in a nutshell. I basically will, you know, whatever I can get my hands on, I'll do.
Yeah. And I mean, it's interesting you said that, Lisa, you know, that we kind of came back with more of a zest to perform together as a duo after you left the band. And, but yeah, I mean, we were performing together, making music together as little girls, and lucky to be born into a musical family. And just continued with that throughout our childhood and into college. We both went to SUNY Fredonia, the same college, so we had the opportunity to also perform there together. I studied music and theater there, and then came to the city, and we played music at that time, and we sang in a trio with somebody from college who was my roommate, and so we kept the music going during that time. It morphed into different things, and then I went to the William Esper studio and busted my butt there for 2 years. And then actually worked as an actor, doing off-Broadway, off-Broadway, some TV, some film. And met you, Hillary, some auditions. And but yeah, Lisa and I really have increase the duo work that we're doing together, and including the musical comedy show that we have. So,
oh, thank you. And that was Lori. That was just speaking. That was yeah. So, can you tell us a little bit about your the musical comedy that you do?
Well, it is characters that we created almost 15 years ago, Lisa, maybe longer.
It was just 2003. So it's 18 years ago, which is crazy.
It was a sketch idea, and we were opening for friends of ours who were doing live versions of,
Three's Company.
Three's Company. But there were some twists and turns, like Mrs. Roper was played by a guy in drag, and but yet it was verbatim, the scripts, and they wanted us as opening music. And we said, I want to do it as characters, so started riffing on this idea. It's a long story, but came up with these characters. I wrote a page of dialogue. I said to Lisa, you're going to put on a blonde wig. We're going to be stuck in the 70s and do the opening song for Three's Company and a few other songs. Well, we did a few of those and people started saying, wow, this is a really great idea. So we did a Christmas show. This is at Freddie's back room in the back of Brooklyn, you know, a little tiny place. And then we started upping it to cabarets in the city. We did some regional theater shows, and it's just kind of morphed into an annual Christmas show that we do because we have so much other stuff going on. We used to do several shows a year. We've written 10 or more different shows and have done them as a live stream. We did a live stream last year because of, you know, the pandemic and all. So,
yeah. And our holiday show this year will be live streamed as well, even though, you know, people are getting back to doing live in-person stuff. We were just feeling like it still feels more comfortable for us to do a live stream. And frankly, right now we can have a large audience doing that. And people can see us from all over the world who never had a chance to see us in New York City. You know, we position it so we do a live stream at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon so our friends in Europe can tune in. You know, our friends in Australia see it the next day. We've got people in, you know, on the West Coast.
Yeah.
So we're live streaming again, but maybe next year we'll be live in person.
And you have managed to go through this wonderful introduction of without saying the name.
It's the Vicky and Nikki show. I know.
Vicky and Nikki show. And I have such, you all are so funny in these characters. They're so fun. Can you just give us a quick, a quick short one sentence bio? Like, who are these two characters?
They're Minnesota housewives who are musicians, and they like to entertain people, and it gets them out of the house and, except for the live stream, gets them out of the house, to entertain and, you know, make people happy with their music. But they always have this kind of moment where they kind of, go off the rails and we'll do inappropriate song choices, cover songs. We have a couple of originals that we've written as Vicky and Nikki. But the covers, there are always a couple of moments in the show where Vicky or Nikki or both take a song and you don't expect them to turn it into like a pop song into a bluegrass song. So we play 10 instruments throughout the show and we juggle those instruments between the two of us and tell stories about our families in Minnesota.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Gotcha. They're very colorful characters.
And what is the date for this year's Vicky and Nikki holiday show for people who want to tune in?
This year we'll be doing our live stream on Sunday, December 12th at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that will be on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Vicky and Nikki. And so if you tune in at like 4 o'clock or 10 of four, if you hop on, the live stream will start at 4 p.m. right on the page. You don't have to log into anything else.
Yeah, and you don't even have to be on Facebook to see it.
You can access it basically even if you're not a member of Facebook. So
speaking of stories, do you have a story or stories around the idea or theme of creativity you'd like to share?
Would you like to go, Laura?
No, you go ahead.
Oh, okay. We're being so polite with each other.
It's not like this in rehearsal.
It's like, Well, I wanted to tell just kind of a brief story about creativity that I think that sometimes people don't realize that you can start going in one direction and you think it's going to take you one place, but that really ends up taking you someplace else. And something that you were thinking is maybe somewhat creative, it lands you in a place that opens you up to many, many other opportunities. And I guess the point of that is to really continue for people to remain open to what those possibilities might be. In 2003, the same year that we started doing Vicky and Nikki, I was a vice president of a licensing company in New York. And somebody asked me about joining an all-girl Led Zeppelin tribute band. I was the perfect fit because I played bass, keyboards, and mandolin, which is what is needed for the John Paul Jones role. And I was like, I'm already working. I'm already doing this. But the idea of playing bass again was enticing. So I said, yes. And we were only supposed to play, we're going to play the Bitter End once a month or this, that, and the other thing. Of course, it ended up exploding. And by 2005, we were so busy and starting to get requests to tour outside of the United States that I ended up having to quit my day job, which I probably would have ended up doing sooner than later for other reasons that I won't go into. But, you would think, okay, joining a tribute band, yes, you're playing music, yes, you're touring. It doesn't sound particularly creative. As somebody who's a composer and writer, I certainly wasn't leaving my job to go write 24 hours a day. But by opening the door to leaving that world and doing music and being on the road basically through 2008, but still doing some licensing on the side and music supervision, because I had been doing this for so long. When I left the band, I was able to start my own company to do licensing and also open up what I offer to my clients in terms of music composition myself, where I was able to write for film, a couple of national commercials that I collaborated with my husband on. So in a roundabout way, that ended up opening up this world to me where since, I left the band in 2008, up till this point, I've not worked for anybody. I incorporated in 2011. I do licensing. I do custom scoring where Lori and I are able to go out on the road when we want. I don't have to ask anybody's permission. So I think that's a lesson in, all right, so I ultimately got where I really wanted to go. It wasn't clear first what was going to happen. So I think that the point there is just to remain open to the possibilities, and the road twists and turns, but ultimately you can kind of get it to where you want to go. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Thank you. Yeah. Lori.
Huh. Gosh, there are several stories, but there's one in particular that popped up when you initially asked that question. So I'm going with it. And it also involves Lisa. The payoff was that we performed at the Bottom Line tribute show a few years ago, which was to celebrate the Bottom Line, which I'm sure you remember in the city. They got rid of it. NYU took over that space, but every musician in the world has played there. And we as high schoolers were big fans of Terry Roach. And this is going to have a through line that we played with Terry Roach at the Bottom Line show. She asked us to be the second and third part in her trio that she used to do with her sisters. We were
the Roaches.
The Roach sisters. We were huge fans of the Roach sisters in high school. I wanted to be them. I wanted to be her. We played.
Lori, I'm going to interrupt you, Lori, for just 1 second. Can you, for our listeners, can you just give a quick, just tell us a little bit about who they are?
So the Roaches are a three sisters that came out of New Jersey who wrote all their own original material and sang an amazing three-part harmony in the folk world. They're very well known in the folk world. They started as a duo, Terry and Maggie, and were touring the United States by themselves at 16 and 17 years old. I think Terry left high school to go do it. So, you know, that kind of life. Recorded several albums. And so when Suzzy joined them, the youngest sister, they recorded their first album. And that's the one that we took out of the library and played it to death, you know, the LP, and learned some of their music. And when we got
and continued even in college to sing their material with our friend Susan Hafner as the third voice.
And still do.
Yeah.
But I guess my story is about you never know where life is going to take you, that you meet your idol from high school and you actually end up performing with them. And now she's a dear friend of both Lisa and I. And we have performed since then with her, and we have an upcoming show at a couple shows were canceled during the pandemic with Terry, but we have an upcoming show in the new year at Jamie's House of Music, which is
Lansdowne, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. So what happened was a friend of ours was studying guitar with Terry, and then Lisa met Terry through that friend, who's a mutual friend of ours. And then one thing led to the other. I mean, it's a very long story, so I won't go into the whole thing, but we ended up befriending her and doing these kind of very casual singing things down
Sunset Singing Circle. Yeah.
Yeah. Down at Battery Park during the summers, and started bringing our instruments, and just one thing led to another. And then she asked us to do the Bottom Line show with her. So anyway, my story is about, I think never knowing where that initial gut, like loving an artist and having them be such an inspiration to you, that you might actually meet them someday and actually perform with them. And, I mean, when that happened, that was a dream come true. And, I feel so fortunate to have Terry in our lives, not just as a fellow musician, but as a friend. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's a treasure.
Yeah. Just amazing. Mm. Yeah.
What a gift.
Yeah.
What a beautiful gift for us to know about too. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Wonderful. So again, if people want to tune in to the Vicky and Nikki holiday show, can you tell us again a little bit about how they do that, and maybe a little bit, again, just a little bit more about what it is and your wonderful characters?
Sure. Well, it will be the title of the show is Still Home for the Holidays with Vicky and Nikki.
last year it was Home for the Holidays.
Yeah. So this year it's Still Home for the Holidays with Vicky and Nikki. It's going to be Sunday, December 12th. at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'll be coming to you folks live from our living room in Hibbing, Minnesota.
Oh, sure.
Complete with really kind of scary holiday lounge outfits and slippers and all kinds of fun things, and it'll be a good time. Yeah, and people can tune in 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the 12th. At facebook.com/Vicky and Nikki.
Okay. Yeah. And they are so fun. Everybody who's listening, these characters that they appear as are also very different from who you two are in yeah. many, you know, and like you said, like it is sort of like you get to break out of into something else. and I can't imagine Vicky and Nikki being still home, confined at homebound. So perhaps they've kind of gone a little crazy during this past year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you'll see.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure. And if people want to reach Lisa and Lori, how can they do that if they'd like to reach out to you?
Well, my websites are lisabrigantino.com. That's for my my music stuff, and for all things business related, music supervision and custom scoring and rights clearance, my company is hiddenpondproductions.com. And then from there, you can see all other kinds of social media links.
Yeah. And again, everything is always in the show notes, everyone. So, and Lori?
Yeah. And for me, I mean, anything that we're doing as a duo outside of Vicky and Nikki will be listed on Lisa's tour page on her website. Believe it or not, I don't have my own website right now, and I'm working on that. We do have the Vicky and Nikki website.
Mm-hmm. So that's, right. That's
Vicky, VickieAnd Nikki. So VickieAndNikki.com. And you can see all of our stuff there. As myself, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook. My handle is Lori Brigg, LoriBrigg at Instagram. And just look for Lori Brigantino on Facebook and you'll see me there.
You'll find you. Oh, it's such a joy to talk to you both. I'm so excited to reconnect with you and to have you with us today. And anyone who's listening, you have to check out what these two amazing women are doing, both individually and as Vicky and Nikki. Can have a little bit of humor in your holidays. It's great fun, and they're both super talented. And thank you so much for being on this podcast with me today. Really, really appreciate it.
Oh, it was lovely to talk to you again, Hillary. Really, thank you so much for inviting us.
Thank you so much, Hillary. Great to reconnect with you.
It's great to reconnect with you. And for everyone who's listening, if you want to connect with Story and Horse, you can go to storyandhorse.com. You can also reach us on Facebook and Instagram at Story and Horse. And I really appreciate the listeners being with me here today. And I look forward to you joining us for the next episode of the Story and Horse podcast. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for being with us today. Please help us spread the word by subscribing and sharing this podcast with friends. We look forward to you joining us for the next episode.